Okay, and just first of all, explain the motivation behind the decision with the statue and the funding of the statue, because it's, you know, to honour Sir Jack Hayward.
Well, first of all, we are delighted to be actually commissioning a world-renowned sculptor in James Butler to create a statue for Sir Jack. But it was, I think, maybe a couple of fans' parliament meetings ago where a supporter said to us, we would like to start a campaign to fundraise to help the club with its project. And I think the idea of giving something back to Sir Jack will be every supporter in their heart of hearts would want to do. If it's a tenner, that figure that he accepted for the club, fine. If they don't want to do it, they don't have to. But we wanted to get it out because we're going to include it in our season ticket campaign, which will be our early bird season ticket campaign that will kickstart shortly, as long as the Just Giving site and all the other things that they can do. So we hope supporters will want to give something back to Sir Jack.
I mean, the inevitable reaction from some supporters is, given that the club has got plenty of cash and that sort of thing, why can't they just put the statue up and pay for it themselves? That's some people have reacted that way.
Yeah, I know, and I think that's an inevitable reaction. And let me say this, rest assured, come what may, there will be a statue of Sir Jack erected in his honour, marking him and what he's done for the fans, for the club, for all the players, everything over his tenure. And all we're doing is responding to a fan initiative that came to us to say we think it'd be a great idea if fans wanted to try and help you achieve that.
So if there was a shortfall, the club would make it up?
Rest assured, come what may, there'll be a statue for Sir Jack, regardless of what people do. At some point, yeah, absolutely. And, we hope that... Yeah, it's not a big deal. This is not about money. I mean, this is disappointing in some ways that perhaps some people may feel that way because, you know, this football club gives away £200,000 every single year to needy charities. I think the total is £900,000 that we've raised, that we've actually given away, I should say, to needy charities. This is not about whether the club should pay or whether it isn't. This is about fan initiative and we're responding to that. And we hope fans do support him because, you know what, he deserves their support. This is about Sir Jack and his relationship with the fans.
I suppose it's a timing thing sometimes, isn't it, with these things? With the club up for sale at the moment and with the concerns about whether Steve Morgan is going to be able to sell, whether that will happen quickly, I think maybe supporters are a bit more jumpy than they might otherwise be about these things.
And listen, let's be honest, we're not doing particularly well on the field or as well as we would hope. So fans aren't feeling great about the way the team's performing, the way it's playing, our league position, etc. And when that happens, there's never a good time to be announcing initiatives such as this because they simply say, well, why don't you pay for it? You know, you should pay for it. Well, the timing is primarily led by the fact that we're soon to announce our early bird season ticket campaign, where we'll write to the 14,000 season ticket holders, and if every one of them wanted to donate £10 for what he's given, Sir Jack's given them, then you're breaking the back of the cost of it. So that was that's the timing issue.
You mentioned supporters' initiatives. A group of supporters have decided that they're going to boycott the game at Middlesbrough. It's a Friday night. It's live on the telly. They think £32 a ticket is a little bit too much. This call nationwide for responsibility on ticket pricing, how do you feel about their thoughts and their decision to keep away from that game?
Well, I think they're right to be concerned about ticket prices. I think we can be judged upon what we do because we can't influence Middlesbrough Football Club on what prices to set. That's an individual decision club by club. But we just have to be judged on what we do. And, you know, the vast majority of adult season tickets here are paying £15 a game to watch Wolverhampton Wanderers play at Molineux. And our ticket prices and the initiatives that we run are cost-effective because we're very conscious that football is expensive for fans and we want to be responsible in terms of setting our ticket prices whilst at the same time, you know, let's be fair, having a continuing need to raise money to support the club.
And there is an increasing challenge, and I appreciate that they pay regally for the honour, but the number of games that get moved for TV these days, it'll be about a third of Wolves League games this season. They get moved to alternative times, alternative nights. You had that Friday-Thursday double-up at home as well. Is the balance going a little bit too far away from the supporters?
It's a really good question. And let me say, I'm a director of the Football League, and this subject is the hot topic at the moment. We are discussing it. We had a meeting last week, board meeting. It was discussed then. The Football League are in a legal dispute with Leeds United, I think everybody knows, over this issue in effect, and so it's not been able to respond to some of the criticisms that have been levelled at the game about the number of live TV games and the inconveniencing of fans by rescheduling. But let me assure you that myself is very much aware and very involved in trying to discuss this issue internally to get a better solution.
In terms of the sale of the club at the moment, is there any element of Wolverhampton Wanderers being in limbo? Because this is what fans fear more than anything else, that investment won't be there, maybe not enough of the Benicophobe money might have been spent in January, might not be the best time to spend it, might not be spent in the summer. There's real concern. What reassurances can the club offer?
Well, listen, we've got to remember two things. When Steve Morgan walked through the door 8.5, 9 years ago, he said, I'm not going to be an open checkbook chairman. This football club has to be self-sufficient and stand on its own two feet. And that is what we've had to try and do over the past 8.5, 9 years. So that's the first thing. The second thing is we always want to spend more and more on players, and player salaries are escalating at an alarming rate because of the new TV deal in the Premier League and people wanting to get there. Transfer fees are going through the roof. What Steve Morgan did say when he put the club up for sale, and let's not forget that now the club is up for sale, is that he would continue to support the team. And the January transfer window proves, I think, that he's doing that, because another owner may have taken a different view on the regretful sale of Benicophobe. Steve Morgan said, I hope Benicophobe does not move because we'd like to keep him. So there's another bit of evidence, but that is a different subject, and he insisted on moving, and we were forced into doing a deal we didn't really want to do. Had Benicophobe remained the same player he was the previous season, and what we've done is we've reinvested some of that money, quite a lot of that money, in fact, on three players to try and strengthen the team.
Kevin Thirlwell has said that there are parallel plans for the summer, depending on where the club is and whether the club's sold. It's a difficult way to have to operate, isn't it?
Well, our policy is based upon trying to give opportunities to our young players coming through the academy. We have a first-class academy, and we're seeing lots of players come through into the first team. We have always bought players in transfer windows, and I'm sure we will continue to do so. The plan would be to get new ownership in that gives the club more capital to try and invest in the teams and give us a better chance of getting promotion. But we're confident that we can run the club successfully and put a decent team out onto the pitch that our fans can be proud of, where we can challenge and maintain that minimum requirement for a Wolves team, which has got to be to try and finish in the top six.
You have the infrastructure, let there be no doubt, in terms of the ground, in terms of the training facilities. The squad is somewhere short. You said it yourself that this season performances haven't been as good as they might have been. Is there going to be the opportunity this summer to put that element right if the club hasn't been sold?
Well, I'd like to think that part of a problem that we've got this season, we've had key injuries to key players at terrible times. And so you'd hope that wouldn't happen again next year, but you never know. We hope our younger players who are playing regularly will be better next season and improve even further to make us more competitive. And we will no doubt trade players again. We may buy some, we may sell some. We will always try and improve this team.
Just finally, on the sale, is there any sign? Is there interest that may be coming to fruition anytime soon?
Well, it's 4 months in, which is in the cycle of selling football clubs, as we know from other clubs that have been up for sale for such a long time, is a very short period of time. We have a small number of people that have expressed that are serious, I think, and are we're in discussion with, but we're not going to be updating people on a day-to-day basis because, as we found out, many of them just fall away, and we'll see what happens. But we hope that something will happen as quickly as possible for the benefit of everyone concerned, because we realise this isn't the ideal situation, but it's a situation we've got and we have to manage it the best way we possibly can.